any such interview would have to have a very narrow scope.
If they had some narrow questions about collusion, where they're confused about, did he find out something? Did he know something? Did he talk to anyone? We'd be happy to give him answers to that, so long as we knew they were concluding it.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein pleading not guilty to new sex crime charges this morning in Manhattan. Earlier this month, the Manhattan DA's office filed a superseding indictment against him involving a third woman accusing him of predatory sexual assault. Weinstein looking at life behind bars if he's found guilty. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The death toll nearing 100. Dozens more people still missing from mudslides and flooding after torrential rains in Japan. The rescue effort still going on, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time.
And JetBlue crew members being praised after saving a French bulldog on a recent flight. 3-year-old French bulldog Darcy was on board the flight from Florida to Massachusetts when she started having breathing problems. The dog's tongue turned blue and she showed signs of distress, so JetBlue crew members provided the owner with an oxygen mask for Darcy, and within minutes of having the mask on her face, she became alert again and the symptoms eased. Her owners say they're forever grateful to that crew. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for Plumbington Outsider Studios. 80 degrees right now. High should hit about 86 today. Nice and sunny. Clear on the overnight tonight, low in the 60s, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday later in the morning, otherwise sunny, high near 90. Tuesday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms before 2 a.m., lows will be in the mid-60s. Clearing up on Wednesday, nice and sunny, high near 85. In the 60s, overnight Wednesday night, looks like more of the same on Thursday and Friday. And even to Saturday, looks like all clear through now. No precip on the horizon unless something changes, right? Just like the weather. Stick around long enough. If you don't like it, it'll change. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Peg, you got your picture. So the boys on July 3rd, Steely Dan, live in concert up in Syracuse for a little bit, touring with the Doobie Brothers, great show. I think they're coming to PNC here in New Jersey too, on a summer tour together. If you like that music, you remember it well, great show. Both bands. So we're well into summer now, and I think our heat wave is over, seems to be. Nice and pleasant out there, not too much humidity, at least around here. And we're well into grilling season. I'm sure everybody hope you had a great 4th, or your time around the 4th. Got outside and did some cooking. And we think salads, right, in the summertime. I know we've done shows on salads, main course salads, especially popular, always popular at Jake's. And then, just like with proteins, there are sometimes issues on the producer side. We recently, remember a bunch of weeks ago, the recall on romaine. Kind of killed Caesar salad. I know we were running a grilled baby gem romaine, which was not affected, but still affected sales. Recently, I just saw the fresh vegetable trays recalled, and I think probably the danger is over from that production date. Brings up the arguments for or against the pre-bagged produce. And I think produce probably gets involved more with recalls. There's dangers, obviously, because most of that stuff we don't cook again. You know, if it's a crudité platter, you're just eating the vegetables raw. If it's a salad, you're taking it out of the bag. And if it says wash, triple wash, the FDA says that that's been washed properly. In fact, issues might arise from people rewashing it in their homes and not practicing good safe handling techniques. Maybe you put it on a cutting board or something, or used a container that hadn't been sanitized properly, or maybe forgot to wash your hands. Most important rule in the kitchen: wash your hands between handling, especially raw foods and cooked foods, ready to eat. Or it's good anytime. I mean, I just like not having stuff on my hands, but instead of wiping them off on a towel and then you come later and use the same towel to wipe off a cutting board, who knows what has gone on there. So, yeah, your kitchen towel should be clean. If you're using one to dry your hands, I mean, I'm not an advocate of using a bunch of paper towels. That creates another problem, paper waste. And I know a lot of instructions for handling greens, drain them on paper towels, paper towels, paper towels. And we can probably do a little bit better than that. Recall in one restaurant, we didn't have a big salad spinner, and we would put the greens in a nice, clean cotton tablecloth and tie it together in a bundle and take it outside and swing it around like a windmill. And the centrifugal force, of course, would draw the water out of the greens. You could do the same thing with a clean pillowcase or for a small batch kitchen towel, but I would recommend going outside. Although I read about one woman who used to put the pillowcase in the washing machine and put it on a quick spin and draw out the water that way. Perfectly safe, clean pillowcase, right? Kind of a neat idea if you've got a lot of salad to make. the bagged lettuce problem comes with, you know, it's washed, but if something was in the bag or anything at all was in there and it's sitting around for days is when things can happen. If you're buying the bagged lettuce, the chopped lettuce, just get something with the longest code date on possible. You know, it hasn't been sitting that long. And you watch how the producers do it. I mean, I'm sure they're very careful and sanitary, but accidents do happen. And the problem with producing a lot of stuff is if an accident happens or if somebody slips up a little bit, it affects a lot of product. Another issue, too, I know with the retail meat packers, the family size or the size of the bags, how many portions you get, you know, is meant for a family, and the family size is smaller. Even demographic centers into this. So the average household now is maybe 2.7 people, where it used to be over four. You know, what's a family, if you've got usually, you know, it was a pound and a half or 2 pounds of protein, now for a family, you might not need that much. And the same with probably the greens. How many salads are you going to get out of that? Are you going to use it all at once or have to save it? And we like still, in the restaurants, of course, we're cutting and washing our own greens. By the whole heads, the romaine, the iceberg, the green or red leaf, cabbages, anything like that, radicchio. And we're washing them and then cutting them. Some people prefer to tear. Some people like to cut. The bagged lettuce that we do use, and it's very good, very safe. The spring mix now seems to be the, I don't want to say the enemy, but the thing, the product that maybe the foodies aren't crazy about anymore. Well, if you use spring mix for everything, then it's always the same. I remember when iceberg lettuce was looked down upon back in the 80s, all of a sudden these new greens were, we realized, you know, there's more to lettuce and salads out there than just iceberg and leaf lettuce. But icebergs seem, well, it probably never went away in the steakhouses. They held on to it, but it seems now even the Times this week mentioned iceberg. We switched it when we were using romaine for some salads, and we switched to iceberg during the panic there. Again, our source was not from from Arizona. We sourced ours out of California, so we didn't have any danger, but still the bad press was out there. People were avoiding romaine. An iceberg, you know, was developed to travel across the country and hold up well, and it's crunchy, and, you know, it's not very green, but it's a great canvas for more highly flavored things. Plus, it does give you texture, and in the summertime, I think, you know, it's a good source of water. It's very watery. And crunch. We like crunch. Probably better to crunch vegetables than to crunch bacon bits or other highly caloric items, right? The Arcadian blend is what we use instead of spring mix. Different product. It looks like spring mix, but it's not the same. Spring mix, of course, the young lettuces that are cut. And there's a variety of them in there, but they have different spoilage rates. Sometimes the red leaf and the spinach may wilt faster. And we just found that it wasn't a very good shelf life. If you're using it right away, it's fine. The Arcadian blend is mature lettuces that are cut. And there's less variety. There's a couple of the things that aren't in there that tend to spoil quicker. It's a lot sturdier. You know, the complaint about spring mix is that it doesn't hold the heavier dressings. I find the Arcadian blend, we actually are able to chop it with onions and tomatoes and dressing and sprinkle it on a salad pizza, and it holds up. It doesn't wilt, whereas the spring mix or some of the baby lettuces will. And even if organic. Now, mesclun is a different blend, more varieties, and those are kind of your really fancy lettuces, but when they're all mixed together, are you really tasting the differences? You know, they're very pretty. What you want when you're making a blend is oftentimes some different textures. We'll do a simple, if you do the old tricolor salad, the arugula and radicchio and Belgian endive. Got a couple in there that are a little crunchier. The Got a bitter one. The arugula is spicy. The radicchio is bitter. Belgium endive, nice and crunchy. You've got a blend of textures there and a blend of flavors. Oftentimes, your blend, if it's more than two or three lettuces, are you really achieving anything with the blend? But the Arcadian blend does work well. Again, it's not as fancy as mesclun, but certainly sturdier, and it does hold up better. And I guess even physically, the immature young lettuces, of course, tend to drink up more water because they're young, they're growing, and the mature lettuces are done. They don't absorb as much. So if there is a water problem with something contaminated, it's less likely to get into a mature lettuce. And we also like buying the whole heads, and then you core them yourself, wash them, and use what you need, make sure that they're well drained, and then save the rest. We're going to look at some ways to safe handling practices for salads and some ideas for some combinations that might work well in the heat here if you don't feel like cooking too much or if you have some leftovers you want to use. Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Jeff Bill's Table here, WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio, broadcast from Flemington, New Jersey. So our salad. So yeah, the spring mix, Arcadian harvest, whatever you want to call it, it is washed, it is safe, And as I said, sometimes washing at home, if we have a slip up there, we could even, you know, reintroduce something that wasn't good. So cutting boards, again, in the home, if you have one that you use for proteins, for especially raw proteins, we try to keep one. We have a yellow board in the kitchen. We have the color-coded one. So it's yellow is for poultry, blue is for fish, red is for raw meats, and then there's a brown one for cooked foods, a green one for vegetables. And we have some regular white boards, too. We sanitize them after every use, meaning put them in the dishwasher, so not only with the chemical but the high heat. And make sure your knives are the same way. Make sure they're sanitized, especially going from one type of product to the other. If you have raw protein, obviously you don't want to take a knife that you just sliced raw steak with and then start cutting lettuce or something that's not going to be cooked again. Not as bad if the vegetables are going to be cooked again. It's going to kill anything that's on there, but just safe handling practices, washing your hands, watching again, as I said, about the towels. All these things really can cut down on the chances of what we call cross-contamination, something introduced from one type of food to another. Or if a knife hasn't been washed for a few hours, say you sliced your roast turkey or your roast beef, and you've got a slicing knife that's, it wasn't washed right away, it was sitting around for a while, and then you don't pick that up and cut something else that you're just going to eat without further cooking. It's not the safest thing to do. Cool water, washing your greens. Greens are better off washed right before you're using them, instead of washing them as soon as you get home and then letting them, repacking them. And sometimes, do you cut, do you tear? It used to be, you tear lettuce, you don't want to bruise it. But actually, even the Times article Sunday about iceberg lettuce, author recommends even using a serrated knife to cut the wedge of lettuce, the iceberg wedges, so you get a little bit of jagged edge there, which I can see. Iceberg wedge, obviously, we use the baby iceberg. Doesn't have as much water. It's a smaller head, and we just cut the head, take off the core, and cut it into quadrants, the four pieces. It's got more flavor. It's not quite as crunchy as the big wedge, but we kind of like the presentation better. And we feel that, just do it a little bit differently. But that big old wedge or raft sometimes, places will just give a big center cut slice of the iceberg. And, of course, it cries for a lot of dressing. And usually the dressing is a creamy dressing, emulsified. We think of the blue cheese or the ranch, something like that that's going to kind of cling to everything. When washing the lettuce, of course, again, you've got to dry it. If there's water on the greens, your dressing is not really going to cling to the lettuce. It's got oil in it. Oil and water really don't mix that well, so you have to be careful of that also. If you wash lettuce, have it drained or in a spinner or on a clean towel, and then you can wrap them loosely and keep them in the refrigerator to crisp up. Other garnishes that you're using for the salad could be, as far as vegetables, could be those you could prep ahead. And thinking of that vegetable tray, the cut carrot and celery sticks and broccoli and things like that, I know they're very convenient. I guess if you have a large group and you need to think of, the time, the waste, where can I store it? Sometimes if you're on your way somewhere and you pick one up, we tend to, again, it saves time. It's an expensive way to buy vegetables, but if you're not going to use them for anything else, then sometimes it's the way to go. But I would look for stuff that's cut in the store. I think that would be better than something that maybe was prepackaged and sitting around for a while. Plus, the store usually, they're cut by the day. They'll have a date on it that you use by, and normally they're taking some of the produce that maybe didn't look that good, but it's still good inside. It's just people buy produce on appearance. A nice U.S. number one grade or fancy is really only for appearance and uniformity of size. It has nothing to do with the flavor. Our quality gradings are not on flavor. So inside, you never know what you're going to get. But I think cutting your own vegetables, you know, again, wash them. You've got, you know, you need a vegetable peeler. A little paring knife is always nice. And then your cook's knife, that long triangular shape, or even the curved ones, the Japanese style. Anything that you're comfortable with, that have a clean board, and you can cut certain vegetables. Your root vegetables always do well stored in some water if you want to keep them nice and crisp. Other vegetables, sometimes they require just washing. A snow peas, you can eat the whole thing, or a sugar snap pea. You may want to snap the end and pull the string, but aside from that, very little preparation to them. And if you're doing a vegetable tray or using some vegetables for garnish, you keep in mind how your guests are going to eat. If it's going to be usually in a salad, if you're using a fork, you don't want huge chunks. And your firmer vegetables, I like also a box grater. I like shredding the vegetables or slicing them very, very thinly. With root vegetables, always good to, you can even pickle those. Kind of gives them a different flavor and texture. There's nothing wrong with that. There are some things you can do ahead on salads. You know, whereas your greens have to be at the last minute. Obviously, your dressing you can make ahead. And then some of the garnishes can be done if you're toasting some walnuts or some pumpkin seeds that you want for a little bit of crunch. If you're shredding some hard cheese, if you're, slicing julienning vegetables, a mandolin helps if you're using some of the squashes, some of the firm vegetables, either for thinly slicing or for making julienne. Anything that kind of exposes the surface area. Now, I see the spiralizers were the rage a year or two ago. I don't know if they're still out there, but that kind of gives you a lot of surface area, and it takes actually vegetables like beets and sweet potatoes that you wouldn't normally think of eating raw. Once you get a lot of surface area like that, they're very good. They're crunchy, but they're not impossible to eat. You don't have to worry about cooking them. But lettuce, we cut our lettuce. If your knife is sharp, it's good. It used to be if you cut the lettuce ahead and the knife wasn't sharp, you got some bruising, you get discoloration, before the high-carbon steel, if it was just before the stainless steel, rather, sometimes the carbon knives weren't considered to be that good for, make the lettuce rust a little bit. But if you're doing it right beforehand, there's no problem. I know with romaine, it used to be we would tear the leaves off and leave, the stems behind for a nice, elegant Caesar salad. But truthfully, with the romaine, I like cutting it right across. I like that crunch of the stem. Maybe not way down toward the core there, where it's mostly stem, but certainly some of the other leaves. I mean, I don't like to waste that much product. So chopping or slicing the romaine is still fine. As I said, if you're doing an elegant meal and you want a Caesar, the table side, you may want to just use the leaves. But we try not to waste too much. You know, there's peels, things like that, but over trimming, you know, it's just you're throwing money in the garbage. So with ours, so the basic salads, spring mix, I'm not saying it's terrible. I like a little tangle of that as a side dish with a light vinaigrette. I'm not using that as a big salad, but or in a sandwich or in a wrap. You know, you get it is a little bit more interesting than just using, you know, shredded iceberg or romaine. It depends on your goals. But I think with a light vinaigrette, a spring mix is fine if you want as a side dish. As a main salad, we'll use it as a base for, say, our roasted beets or for a sliced tomato salad, mainly to, you know, put a little bit of color it's used almost more like an herb. A little bit on the plate to line it. Gives the color contrast, the little bit of the crunch there, and flavor. But it's not the main part of the salad. If you're doing a sliced tomato and onion, you know, some of the steak houses, that's just what you get. You got a white plate, and you've got big slices of tomato and onion kind of layered there. But we like to do it, you know, a little bit better, even most of our appetizers. So we use a lettuce for a liner, shredded lettuce, and mini crab cakes, and it's edible. We don't like to put things on there that aren't edible. We've got a break for news here, and we'll start to look at some, and we'll give you a formula for a salad, things you can look for to kind of cover all the bases, and then some ideas for salads for the summer, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are at least 8 of the 12 boys who've been stuck in a flooded cave in Thailand have now made it to the outside. Divers rescuing 4 boys yesterday, more than 2 weeks after the 12 members of the soccer team and their coach got trapped in that cave complex in northern Thailand. And another 4 boys have reportedly been rescued today. John McGuire is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He says he's not surprised that the operation speeded up after yesterday's initial rescues.
But these guys are, you know, obviously as Navy SEALs, we're combat divers. These master divers, these dive experts from around the world that have come together, this is what they practice. So they're learning, they're getting better.
He was speaking on CNN. President Trump will be speaking tonight to the nation at 9 Eastern to announce his Supreme Court nominee. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you.
All right, we're back at Chef Bill's Table here at WHCRDB, 100andchamberradio.com. So our summer salad. So another reminder, organic and farmer's market. Produce that you buy, seems there's an uptick in illnesses since these markets have come into place. I think people are under the impression that if something's organic or the farmer's market locally grown, that they don't have to wash it. They say, oh, it's clean, it's no pesticides. But pesticides aren't usually the problem with illnesses. It's other things that are in the soil and the water. And everything grows in has soil and water, so you need to wash. Just because something's grown even in your own backyard doesn't mean you shouldn't wash it. So just, I think people let their guard down a little bit, and it's still water and soil are the two biggest areas where things can happen. Again, it's salads because we're not cooking things. Now, it's not that you can't cook things that go in salad. Obviously, if you're not... into the leafy greens, or so you don't have some, or depending on how you're serving. I mean, a quick stir fry, especially with something Napa cabbage, or if you want to soften things a little bit. I know when I'm using broccoli, for example, in a salad, I'd rather, usually I blanch the broccoli, steam it or parboil it, depending on what tools you have, and cool it off. So it sets the color nicely and softens the textures a little bit. Asparagus, unless you're shaving it, asparagus is probably better blanched a little bit. Cauliflower, great raw, but if you just sear it a little bit or grill it, you know, get that halfway, not really cooked, you got a little bit of softer texture on the outside, and flavor too. It can, allows you to season a little bit. So roasting, grilling, blanching, some vegetables actually do work better like that. Beets, usually we do roasted beets, or you're going to sous vide them maybe in the water bath, or grill them if they're the small beets. The raw beets, again, when I've had them spiralized, or you can shred them, that's fine, but you need to break down that surface area a little bit. A slice of raw beets probably a little tough to take. So think about textures, think about colors. If something is a little firm, carrots are a little bit too firm for you, again, roasting them parsley would help, or shaving them or shredding them. I like to do shredded carrots, nice and sweet, and you don't have to worry about, you want your textures, you know, to be kind of complementary. When you're doing grains, for example, for salads, I know people will make a pasta salad or the old macaroni salad, and they think, oh, I've got to undercook the pasta or it's going to be too mushy. And undercooked is not really my favorite in there, in a salad. Like to cook the pasta thoroughly, but not overcook. You don't want it mushy, and that's where you need to pay attention. There's usually instructions on the box for how long you should cook it, but you really need to check it. The humidity, you know, how the pasta was stored, how long it's been stored, all these things. The same with legumes, with beans, dried beans. And I've said before, they can be really dry or they can be just dried, and that's going to determine how long you cook them. Certainly rice, different kinds of rice when it's chilled, couscous, all these grains. Basically, most of them require the 2-to-1 ratio of water to product. And you want to make sure that when you're cooking grains that you salt the water. It's really hard to get salt into the grain once it's cooked. It's just going to be on the surface. So when you're cooking these grains, make sure the water, not like seawater salty, but you want to be able to taste the salt in the water a little bit. And they're drained, of course. You can either rinse them. In the case of rice, your small grains, simply spread them out in a sheet pan, let them come to room temperature, and then you can chill them down. Although I think, you know, if you're going to serve it right away, I mean, room temperature is not terrible. I think food has a lot better flavor at room temperature than ice cold. So many bases for the salads besides, and it could be a combination. One of my favorites is to do a kind of a slaw with Napa cabbage and red cabbage and a little sesame oil and cilantro, ginger, scallions, rice vinegar. Very little dressing. You just need to coat, toss it, and then combine that with something like a sesame noodle with the tahini or a peanut. Actually, better would be a peanut noodle. We have the peanut butter and the soy sauce, the kind of like your takeout noodles. So you've got both. You've got the soft pasta with the nice, and you can spice that sauce a little bit. Even if you don't want the heaviness of a peanut sauce or a peanut butter sauce, I'll do sesame oil and scallion and then use a little, I like chipotle Tabasco. It's kind of thick. Puts a little spice in there, and the pasta, it's good on the pasta. Gives it a little heat, but it's very, a little bit lighter texture than the heavy peanut butter. But that mixed with the slaw, or have the pasta first, then the slaw, and then grilled or roasted chicken or shrimp or anything like that. Even something fried, tempura. We have good luck with that in the restaurant, a salad with vegetables, you know, based again on the slaw. But we'll mix the Napa cabbage with even some greens, romaine or iceberg, so you've got a couple of different textures there. And then other vegetables, and that's where I'll bring in the shredded carrots, maybe snow peas, and you can actually julienne those if you want. Not really necessary. Snow peas are kind of don't need any tenderizing. The snap peas are, depending if they're nice and fresh or not, sometimes they get a little woody. I think the snow peas are better. But julienne peppers, cut them very thin. And this is, you know, again, knife skills. You can buy probably sliced peppers already done, but no reason not to do your own. Make sure your knife is sharp. I've seen more people get cut slicing peppers than anything. You've got that little bit of skin on there. If you don't want the skin on the peppers, simply put them on the grill or on your burner and roast them. Then you've got a nice flavor of the pepper, nice and soft. Other times with salads, we'd like to say you want tomatoes, but the tomatoes, maybe they're not ripe enough. You know, they're out of season maybe, but I still want tomatoes. Roasting them, of course, helps. But what's available now is the grape tomatoes and little pear tomatoes. Sometimes there's a little, we get a nice mixed medley, different colored heirloom tomatoes. A lot of those are produced year-round, especially with the indoor farms now. They're able to produce nice tomatoes all the time, hydroponically. Nice and sweet, but if you have a cherry tomato or a pear or a grape tomato, we simply cut them in half and we marinate them in some dressing with maybe a little minced onion, or you could use shallot, you could use scallion, depending on how strong an onion flavor. But when you put these in the marinade, of course, they soak up that flavor, and the marinade becomes like a secondary dressing. Another nice trick with salads is to have your base tossed in a vinaigrette that will help complement those ingredients. And then if you're putting a protein on the salad, then you have a dip, what we call a dip, the side sauce, whatever. Sometimes, you know, we might squeeze a little bit over the top, a little nice pattern, or simply serve it on the side, and people can kind of add it as they want. Now, you want the two that, you know, one is probably going to be a creamy dressing and the other one will be a vinaigrette. You want the two to be complementary. You don't want flavors fighting there. But when you do this, you really get the nice, you know, it's a nice presentation, good amount of flavors, allows the guest to use as little or as much dressing as they want. And you can taste it as is or use the dip, either one. So a good strategy to have if you want to enhance a nice main course salad. Now, when we come back, we're going to have to break at the quarter hour here, but we'll, you know, mention some classics, obviously, the ones you see on many menus now, the Cobb salad everywhere, variations, and some kind of chopped salad, and then, of course, we have several kinds of slaw that we like to use at the restaurant. Slaws are good on, they're good in wraps, they're good as part of a salad, or they're good on a sandwich. And you can find that, too, if you have some of these salads left over, if they're already dressed. If you're making a sandwich or a wrap, then toss some of that in there for your crunch instead of, you know, don't throw it away. Some of these, you know, they will last if they're not overdressed. You can hold them probably for a day. They may wilt a little bit, but certainly will taste good on a sandwich. We'll be back after this break here, a couple of messages, and back at the table and think of some more ways to do main course salads in the summertime. Chef Bill's Table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Chef Bill's Table here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. So, salad variations. Oh, chef salad. I know we were talking about some of the common ones out there. The old chef salad with the julienne meats and cheese and hard-boiled egg. And don't forget, egg's always a great addition to a salad, whether it's hard-boiled and sliced or if it's sieved. Some people separate the whites and the yolks and present them that way. Or on a wilted salad or one that's getting a warm dressing or something that can stand up to it, spinach or frisée, one of these lettuces that when they cook a little bit, they're just as good. The old sunny-side-up egg or a soft poached egg, classic, right? The lardon salad, the bacon and egg salad, the French stew, on the frisée. That could also take on some grilled chicken or some grilled duck breast to really make it more of a main course. You know, an example, so like for us, we have the what we call a Santa Fe chicken salad at Jake's, and we marinate the chicken in a tequila and raspberry vinegar type marinade. Flavors it, can't leave it in the marinade too long, usually overnight, not too long, not much longer than a day or so. It'll actually kind of cook the chicken like a ceviche. Makes it very tender, though, but good flavor. We use the boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You know, I personally would like roasted chicken with a little bit of crispy skin on it, but that's just me. So the chicken's marinated. We use shredded iceberg for the crunch. But we make a black bean and corn salad. Black beans and tomatoes, onions, and that's got, you know, your olive oil and cumin, oregano, kind of a southwestern flair to it. But we roast the corn that's going in that salad, so it's got a little bit, we put a little chili powder and salt and pepper on the corn and gives it that other flavor and texture. And then we also grill some zucchini or yellow squash. Brush it with a little vinaigrette and then let it sit aside. We do the with the smaller squash, we cut them in half. We scoop out the seeds also. We don't use the seeds. And grill the large pieces, and then once it's cooled off, we then can slice or dice them. So you've got that little charred flavor there. So that's part of the salad. You have the iceberg, and then we do the cayenne ranch is kind of that, what I said, that secondary or that dip kind of dressing. So that's what mixes well with the iceberg. Dip the chicken in it. So you've got things going on, two dressings, plenty of, you've got a soft texture with the beans, the cooked beans, but you've got crunch with, there's tomatoes, there's red onions in there, you've got iceberg. Quite a bit, nice combination. Our porterhouse tip salad, use marinated porterhouse tips, which are from the tenderloin and sirloin. And that's simply an orange juice and soy sauce and garlic, 3 parts OJ to 1 part soy. If, it's a good marinade because it doesn't really, that's the one that doesn't really cook the meat, doesn't discolor it. Sometimes if the acid is too strong, whether it's a vinegar or a lemon or lime juice, your meat gets kind of gray looking. This is the mild acid from the orange juice. You keep that red center of the meat. Now, this is one where we will use the Arcadian Harvest or Spring Mix. And this is a little bit lighter. Of course, it gets our herb vinaigrette, and you have some diced tomatoes and onion. And, again, for flavor, you could marinate those a little bit ahead. And the crumbled gorgonzola. This one we elected not to put croutons or anything on. Didn't really get our crunch on there. It was early on, and hadn't really developed our salad formula yet, but I think a neat thing would be some croutons or actually, some nice crispy potato cubes on there, kind of round it out. But steak salad, if you're grilling or even, a chop steak or sausages, you can use your grill if you like and get that little bit of outdoor flavor to it. And then your salad could be, it could be as simple as a Caesar salad, or it could be a wedge, or a nice composed salad with your protein alongside. Again, dress the salad, and then think of a nice little complement to the protein that won't interfere with the salad, some other kind of sauce or dip that you put on the side. I mean, the possibilities are endless. With hot, you have meats or fish that are grilled, fried chicken, you see on menus, fried chicken salad, roasted, even barbecue meats, anything like that. If it's a substantial protein, then pick your greens accordingly, but then serve what you like. The combinations, you're getting your vegetables, obviously you could serve some bread, potatoes. I know with an arugula salad, for me, if I had a arugula radicchio salad with a vinaigrette, I would love some roasted or steamed potatoes along with that. The potatoes and the greens, the warmth of the protein, the lettuce starts to wilt a little bit. The juices kind of run in the dressing. Another hint, too, if you're making a dressing, say you've got, you're doing a roast chicken for a salad or roast lamb, anything like that, and if there's any juices left over, get the fat, skim the fat out of that, but add some of that concentrate to your dressing and reinforce that flavor of the protein that you put on there. Nice little hint there. Instead of wasting the juice that accumulates when after you grill something or fry something, not deep fry, but saute it, protein, and there's always a little bit of juice that runs on the plate there, and that's the stuff that flavor your dressing with it if you're using it on that salad. Just, it's not a dressing. You wouldn't add it to a dressing and let it sit in the fridge for a few weeks, but that little bit of glacé or pan drippings in there really would go a long way towards souping up that dressing. And even chilled food, leftover roast. If I had leftover roast beef or lamb, but what I would do is either thinly slice, probably julienne it so it's easier to eat, but I would put that in a sauce or a marinade, probably a vinaigrette, and flavor it, and I would have my salad dressed with whatever dressing I'm using on it, but then the marinated protein would go on there, already flavored. Remember, when you're serving food cold, you need to season it a little bit stronger. You know, so then when it's warm or when it's hot, you need to, just like with ice cream, you know, you've got to, you know, something, need more sugar when something's colder. And the same with your seasonings for chilled food. If you're chilling pasta, chilling potatoes for a base for a salad, what we'll do is even season the noodles. You know, you've got your salt and your water, but even when your noodles come out of the water and you're, you know, you've rinsed them to chill them down, hit them with some of the dressing. It'll help coat them. They won't stick together, and let them start absorbing some of that flavor. So basically, what we look for in a salad is one that, and again, a lot of them do get top of the protein. And you can keep it vegetarian too. I mean, you just have, you know, a nice fried goat cheese croquette if you want to keep it that way. Grilled portobellos are good. Roasted vegetables, anything that you like. Although, if you've got a nice composed salad with some grains or beans in there, you've probably got good protein anyway. So we have the base of the salad, then we have garnishes, which would be other vegetables or proteins, but mainly I'm thinking of the salad parts, so complementary vegetables. We usually like to put some kind of cheese on there, and if the salad or the vegetables are a little bit sweet, then we'll use a little bit more aged cheese, something a little more salty. You want that difference there, that sweet and salty. Usually some kind of crunch, which could be as simple as tortilla strips, which we put on the Santa Fe salad, another element there, or some toasted nuts, croutons, anything like that. And fruit, if we have a lot of vegetables. Now, there are vegetables that are kind of called fruit vegetables, like avocado, peppers, and tomatoes, but we like sometimes some fresh or dried fruit in there also, especially if you have some salty cheese on there. Good complements in there. Dried fruit works well because it doesn't dilute things. It's always good. You don't have to worry about ripeness. And then, of course, your complimentary dressing. And normally on these composed salads, we will use a vinaigrette versus a creamy one. Again, the creamy one could be on the side as kind of a dip. So that's it. So recipes, you all have your favorite dressings and your favorite combinations out there. But remember to keep it safe. Nice, beautiful way to eat in the summertime. You can make some things ahead. You don't have to really heat up the kitchen too much, but you can have a nice, satisfying meal. Plenty of protein, plenty of vegetables, and plenty of, you can customize it to whatever flavors you like. Go international. Do an ethnic theme. Just follow your nose, follow your palate, right? Chef Bill signing off, and we'll talk next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With North Korean media resuming anti-American rhetoric and referring to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit a few days ago as gangster-like when it comes to pressing the North to get rid of its nukes, what becomes of the efforts to repatriate hundreds of sets of American remains from the Korean War? Pompeo says the U.S. and officials from the North do have a meeting on that set for later this week, probably Thursday.
Where there will be discussions between the folks responsible for the repatriation of remains will take place at the border, and that process will begin to develop over the days that follow.
At least eight boys are safe after being rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand where they've been stuck for 15 days. Divers rescued four members of that soccer team yesterday. Four more were brought out today, which leaves four more inside along with their coach. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose?